there, and welcome to today's video about how to raise baby chicks. My name is Mayotte Van Eitert, and I am here with you every day for the next 16 weeks, showing you how I raise baby chicks from day old until they're healthy layers. I'm also the founder of the website Pamper Chicken Mama, and we have a line of layer feeds and herbal treats for backyard chickens and Chick Starter, which is the inspiration for this video series. Now today, I thought a really good topic to talk about is a question that I get really frequently, especially during chick season, which is, should I get my chicks vaccinated? And this is one of those interesting topics because, like whether or not you should get children vaccinated, people have lots of varying different ideas about what you should do and not do. And honestly, a lot of the vaccines that we're going to discuss are not really actually available to people like you and me. They might be available through a vet, but usually they're given to chickens that are in like the layer industry, so like big companies. And those companies employ vets who can give those vaccines, and they might have those vaccines available. Whereas for people like you and me, a lot of these vaccines aren't really available. Now, the other thing that I will mention before we start talking about this subject is that I'm not a vet. I'm not qualified to give you any sort of veterinary advice. This is just information that I have learned over the years raising chickens, and I've had to kind of make some of these decisions myself. So the purpose of this video isn't to tell you whether or not you should vaccinate your chickens. It's more about telling you the different options available, and then you can go ahead and make a decision yourself about whether or not you feel it's the right thing for you. Now, for this video, what I've done is I've pulled information from the Merck Veterinary Manual, and if you ever have any questions about chickens, about different medications for chickens, or even just like what the symptoms your chicken is exhibiting, what those symptoms might mean, I have personally found the Merck Veterinary Manual to be really sort of full of value in that way. Whenever we sort of encounter an issue on our farm, it's actually the first, you know, resource I go to. Like if I need to look up a dosage for medication, or if I need to know about what medications are available for a specific thing that we're dealing with, it's usually where I go. It doesn't have always all of the answers, but it's at least a really good place to start. So the first vaccine that we'll talk about is the vaccine for Marek's disease. And if you don't know what that is, I'll put a link below. This is a vaccine that you'll find the most common at hatcheries. There basically is no real way to help a chicken once they actually get Marek's. It's pretty, you know, much deadly in that way. So you can get them vaccinated for it, and most hatcheries offer it when the chicks are day old. They do offer it for an extra fee. I don't personally vaccinate my chickens for Marek's. There's no sort of real reason why. I just don't do it. We haven't really had it be an issue on a farm, and maybe one day when it is an issue, I will change my mind. But we've been doing this for many years, and it really hasn't been an issue. But Marek's is the first one. You do have to pay an extra fee for it, but most hatcheries will offer it. Farm stores really won't. So I wouldn't go into a farm store and ask if the chicks have been vaccinated for Marek's when you go to buy them. I've also not really heard of a situation where you can buy the vaccination for Marek's at a farm store. So I think it's something that you would either have to get from a hatchery or from a vet. Now, second on our list here of the vaccines available for, and these are vaccines for layers. There's vaccines that are for broilers, which are the meat chickens. I didn't look that up for this video, basically because they're two different things, right? And in all likelihood, if you are raising chickens for meat, you probably don't want to give them any vaccines anyways, because in all likelihood, that's not part of your lifestyle. This video is mostly for the people who raise layers, so that's the one that I'm looking at today. So the next vaccine that they talk about is the vaccine for Newcastle and infectious bronchitis. Those two, for some reason, are usually administered together. Newcastle is another, it's on the same level as Marek's, where it's pretty deadly. And you might have heard in California that there's been lots of outbreaks of the Newcastle virus, and whole flocks have been destroyed, and people have had to, you know, euthanize their chickens. So that's another big one that people tend to vaccinate for. Some hatcheries will offer it, some don't. You're just going to look at the individual hatchery that you're going to purchase your chicks from and see if they offer it. Again, sometimes vets offer it, sometimes they don't. So you have to do some research on your end to see where it's available and if it's even available for your chickens. But that's another one that people tend to want to vaccinate for, simply because once your chickens get it, it's kind of, you know, that's kind of it for them. Similarly, a lot of companies that have lots of layer chickens, they want to vaccinate for infectious bronchitis, basically to make sure that, you know, their entire flock that they have there, which could be thousands of chickens, doesn't catch it. Again, is it really necessary for your flock? I can't really say that. It's going to be completely up to you to make that decision, but it's another option. Now, a third one that we'll talk about, this is probably the final one that we'll talk about. If you want to read all of these options, I'll link to it below. This is my list. There's a lot of different options on here. I am not 100% certain that all these are truly necessary for backyard chickens. So the last one I'll talk about is fowl pox, and then you can go ahead and read the rest of this on your own and decide for you whether or not it's good enough for your flock. The last one that we'll talk about is for fowl pox. Fowl pox is when, and I'll link you guys to an article that we have about it and a video we have about it, but fowl pox is when it's a viral thing where the chickens get all kinds of black spots on their combs, and it's easily confused with frostbite, but it's not quite as deadly as Marek's and Newcastle disease. I personally wouldn't vaccinate my flock for fowl pox. We've had it here, and our chickens have gotten through it just fine. But again, you're going to have to talk to your vet. You're going to have to make the decision for yourself. But that is a vaccine that's available. I have not heard of a vet that gives this vaccine. We also live in an area where there aren't a lot of chicken vets, and there's not, you know, much resources in that way around here. We do have a lot of chicken farms, like broiler farms. And again, that's a different breed than what we're talking about here. We're talking about layers and backyard layers and that kind of thing. But again, your vet might have access to it, or you might have a really good poultry vet in your area who can offer these different options to you. And just one more thing to recap is that I don't personally, a lot of times people ask me what I do personally. I don't personally vaccinate my chickens for any of this stuff. We have not really found it to be necessary, but that doesn't mean in your area, especially if you live in California, or just in your area in general, it might not be necessary, or you might feel like it's required for your flock and that you feel like you're doing a better job as a chicken owner for having done it. But again, personally, I just don't do it. So that is today's video. I hope you've enjoyed it. It was about whether or not you should get your chickens vaccinated. And just to recap, I'm not a vet. I'm not qualified to tell you whether or not you should vaccinate your chickens. These are just the different options that I have found to be available to backyard chicken owners and that you might want to consider. If you've enjoyed this video, please go ahead and leave a comment below. You can also leave a comment asking me any question you have about raising backyard chickens. I'll do my best to answer them. Please do consider subscribing. And if you are watching this on YouTube, please be sure to click the notification bell to be notified about when we upload videos, which will be every day for the next 16 weeks, as I show you how to raise baby chicks from day old into their healthy layers. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye!